Winter, Chapter 10. New Year, New Me. Friday, January the 1st. These are the things I'm going to do this year. 1. I will be good to Pandora. 2. I will bring my bike inside at night. 3. I will study hard for my exams. 4. I will be kind to Barry Kent. Friday, January the 8th. Bert and Queenie are getting married on January the 16th. Bert is 89 and Queenie will be 80 soon. I will wait until the day before the wedding. Then I will buy them a present. My father looks very old at 41. I can't understand it. The American president, Ronald Reagan, is 70, but he looks better. My father has got no work and no stress, but he looks terrible. I don't understand. Saturday, January the 16th. Bert and Queenie got married today. Bert looked really good in his new suit. Queenie was wearing a hat made of flowers and fruit. I pushed Bert's wheelchair for him. The wedding party was at the old people's home. The nurses made a cake with B and Q on top. Monday, January the 18th. I've got 2.5 hours of homework, and it's only the first day of school. I will never be able to do it. I read a lot of books, but I'm not very clever. Friday, January the 22nd. I'm worried about all this homework. My teacher said, "Your work is okay, don't worry." But that isn't good enough. Pandora keeps getting excellent in red pen on all of her work. Saturday, January the 23rd. I rang Pandora for help with my geography homework. Then I went to bed, but I still woke up and worried. So I got up and made a cup of tea. Stress! Monday, February the 1st. Dad has no money in the bank again, and Mum is looking for a job. I've got a bad feeling. This feels a lot like last year, and Mum left us then. Mum told Dad, "Find a job or start doing housework or leave." He's looking for a job. Wednesday, February the 10th. My father is starting his own company, making chairs. He's using our living room to work. He's a company director, and I'm a company director's son. Thursday, February the 11th. Mrs. O'Leary has bought 2 chairs. Wow! Sunday, February the 14th. For the first time in my life, I got a Valentine's card from outside my family. Inside Pandora's card, it said, "Adrian, you are the only one for me." Tuesday, February the 16th. Mrs. O'Leary brought the chairs back because they broke. Dad stayed outside in the garden and Mum had to say sorry to Mrs. O'Leary. I've got spots again. Saturday, February the 27th. My father hasn't made or sold any chairs all week. He's angry all the time and there's a lot of shouting at home again. Friday, March the 5th. Dad got a job. He starts on Monday, cleaning at the park. It's very strange. How do trees and grass get dirty? He will have 6 young men working for him. They left school at 16 years old, so they can't get better jobs. Monday, March the 8th. My schoolwork isn't going well. I only got 5 out of 20 in a test today. Monday, March the 15th. Elizabeth Broadway, EB, gave Victoria Thompson, VT, a note in class. It said, "Ask Adrian Mole this question. Does he want to go out with me?" VT asked me the question. I replied to VT and said, "No." EB started to cry. Pandora and EB had a fight outside school. Pandora won. It's wonderful to know that Pandora and EB both love me. Maybe I'm not ugly then. Monday, March the 29th. There's a new girl at school. Her name is Barbara Boyer. I ate my school lunch with her. She's very pretty and intelligent. I will be 15 in 4 days. Tuesday, March the 30th. I think that maybe I love Barbara. This is terrible. I told Nigel, and he told everyone in the school. Pandora cried in the nurse's office. Thursday, April the 1st. Barbara has finished our secret love. I have learned an important lesson. You can't love 2 women and be happy. I am 15 tomorrow. Friday, April the 2nd. I'm 15. But I'm still a child. I can't do anything today better than I could do yesterday. Worse luck. Pandora didn't talk to me at school. I rang her to say sorry. She's coming to my house tomorrow. Love is the only birthday present I want. I must remember the things I'm going to do this year. I will be good to Pandora was number 1 on my list. I will do better.
Penguin Readers, The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole, aged 13 and 3 quarters. Sue Townsend, Level 3. Retold by Nicola Prentice. Illustrated by Faye Austin. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited 2021.